Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday. I hope that you guys are all doing well out there. And for those of you who do not celebrate the 4th of July, yesterday was the 4th of July in America. So I'll just say that not so much patriotic in that regard, but we do like to get with our friends and our families on our day off. And I had a really good time. I hope you guys did as well over the weekend. I hope that, you know, you all were able to just enjoy yourselves, enjoy your weekend, enjoy your family, friends, especially those who had yesterday off. And for those of you who had to go to work, I hope that you are doing well. And everybody's back to the grind on Tuesday morning. So I hope you guys had a beautiful weekend. I spent a lot of it with family and friends, and I had a really good time just catching up and being with everyone. So I hope you guys are doing well in that regard. Let me know down in the comments if you want to share anything, have any exciting news, where you're watching from, if this is your first time, if this is your first time, welcome. My name is Brittany Daniel, and we get together every weekday morning and give you a daily dose of motivation. And I would also like to know in the comments for my morning motivators, is there something that you guys would like to talk about today? I have a few topics in mind, but I want to see where you guys are at. If there's anything that you need, is there anything that you need help with, or a topic that you would like to discuss, please let me know. Let's jump into the morning prayer and do the morning shout outs and get started. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for allowing us to come together through the internet, to be here to fellowship. Please ask that whatever is needed from your children or they need to hear today, that you speak through me, or somebody bring up a topic that really resonates and hits home for them and helps them see life in a different way. I pray that everybody's steps are ordered and that you continue to guide them to do the things that are pleasing in your sight. Your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And if you are not spiritual, or you do not subscribe as a follower of Christ, then that is totally okay. I hope that it is okay that I pray for you anyway. Everybody's welcome here on Morning Motivation. So let me just take a swig of my water before I say good morning. Oh my goodness, we got some new folks in the building. Good morning, Aisha. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Tansy. Good morning, Dia, Rich Rising, Ashley. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Edwan. First time listening? Well, good morning, Tansy. Where are you listening from? Rich Rising, Kiki. Good morning, Indigo Kisses. Good morning, She Amber. Happy Tuesday. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Felicia. I just moved to Texas from Connecticut. What part of Texas? I lived in Texas for a very long time. Good morning, Charlene. I hope you guys are doing well out there. Again, is there any topic that you guys would like to discuss, talk about? Again, I have something in mind, but I don't know. But I'll just start it and then we'll see where we go from here. But I did want to talk about being responsible for our lives. And I understand that there are a lot of things that can come into our lives that are out of our control. I do want us to take a stock of our karma, how we in the world, how we've treated people in the past, how we have operated on different levels. And I had an incident this weekend with somebody personal to me. And it's not any of the morning motivators or anybody else, just to clear that up. If anybody spoke to me, it's not about none of y'all. But I had an incident with somebody very close to me this weekend. It was a family member. And because of their situation and because of the choices that they've made, because of decisions that they've made in their lives and just because of their overall choices, I'll just say that because I don't want to get too deep because it's not my business to tell. But due to the fact that they've moved, the decisions that they've made, how they've operated and went about things, good, bad, or indifferent, I'm not here to judge anybody good and bad, but they decided to blame me for certain outcomes. which is fine. If I have to be, it's not fine, because I find that people like to make you their human punching bag sometimes. So for anybody out there that's dealing with, you know, somebody else blaming you for their life decisions or how their circumstances are, it is not your fault. Everybody's an adult and everybody makes their own decisions. Thank you, Shiamber. I see your comment. But I wanted to just clear anybody's deck. If anybody went through that this weekend, or if anybody had an instance where you were blamed for how somebody feels, how somebody's life turned out, and you know you've done nothing but try to be the best person for them that you can, or try to show up in a good way, or try to have their back, or try to speak positivity into their lives, and they're an adult, try your best not to carry that burden. Try your best not to carry whatever baggage they're trying to unload onto you. It can be very hard, especially when you're a caring person, and it's very hard, especially when you see them, you want to see them doing well. I just wanted to say that, because oftentimes people can blame others instead of taking accountability for the lives that they've created for themselves, the decisions that they've made, for their outcomes. And again, nobody makes decisions in life. And when bad things happen or when outcomes aren't so great, that wasn't their intention. However, they have to take stock into what happened to them and what they decided to do. I just wanted to say that just in case I was the only one. I did want to say that. Good morning. I just moved from Texas outside of Connecticut, well outside of Houston. Well, I hope you enjoy your new city. Give yourself some time to adjust. Jerome said he's listening from Miami. What's up, MIA? The 405. Or was it 305? The 305. Good morning. So Shiamber says, can we talk about how to move forward and let go of negative people around us, such as friends that are not real? I have to do that recently with friends of over 4 years, and I've realized that they don't care about the friendship anymore. That's a good one. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, we could talk about that, Shiamber. I would say that everybody comes into our life for a reason, season, or a lifetime. And as much as we may want them to be there forever in every chapter, you know, there are people that come into our lives, I call them soulmates, that stick around our entire lives, or majority of our lives are there through the ups and the downs and the indifferent. But everybody's the star of their own movie. Everybody's the star of their own show. So even if your intentions were good, like I said before with my situation, even if you felt like you've done everything right in the situation, or maybe you didn't, but you've acknowledged your fault in it. Maybe you've acknowledged you know, where you went wrong, or said you're sorry. And then as we get older too, and as people grow, everybody doesn't always evolve in the same way. And that's okay. It's not a bad thing. Everybody has their different trials and tribulations. I've lost a couple of friends along the way of this journey called life. I've always felt that I was a great friend. However, some people didn't feel that way, and that's okay. And could I have done better in certain situations? Absolutely. I can always admit my fault. So we have to take accountability and acknowledge where we may have fell short. However, everybody is their own protagonist in their story, they have their own narrative. And as much as we love them, as much as we want what's best for them, they have to ultimately make those decisions for themselves. And if they just feel like they no longer want you a part of that story, or you no longer want to be a part of their story, or vice versa, you don't want them a part of your story, it's okay to just say, you know what, we had some great times. I really enjoyed the times that we did have. You can reflect back on it, and you can choose to let it go. If it's something worth fighting for, though, I would say sometimes we have to be vulnerable with our friends. Like, we can be vulnerable in relationships, and I've seen people cry to their significant others about leaving them. I've seen the gamut when it came to romantic relationships, but sometimes we don't fight in the same energy for our friendships as we do our romantic relationships. But if you feel that you've given it your all, you feel like you've talked about it, you feel like you've reached out, you've called, you feel like you've done that over and over again, if you extended yourself in that way multiple times, then if that person just is not making an effort or they just choose not to continue on with the friendship, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Unless it's something you can learn from it, try not to take it personally. It will hurt you. It does suck because it's like, dang, I thought that this was going to be my ride or die. I thought this person was going to be here for the long haul. But unfortunately, it doesn't work out that way. So I'm the type of person that if I cause you any harm, pain, if I make you feel a type of way, even if I didn't mean to, and if you feel it's best for me to be out of your life, have at it. Like, I don't want to cause anybody any pain, drama, make you feel any type of way. So if I ever do that, please leave. That's how I am. Please leave me right where I'm at and you continue your life in whichever way you see fit. And I feel like that's very selfless because we're putting their needs before ours. So I hope that everything works out with you with that, Shamber. But if you feel like just they don't care anymore and the friendship is dying, then it might just be something that we just have to let go and move forward, unfortunately. And just pray for them. You wish them the best. Maybe the relationship will be mended in the future. Maybe it won't. But life will go on and you will continue to have friendships and you will continue to grow. But that's why I always tell people it's very important not to have just one or two friends. Throughout your life, especially my young ones, really try to cultivate new friendships as you grow as a person. Because if you only have those one or two friends, it may work out and it may not. And then you don't want to look up and be like, dang, I don't have any friends. Because I know as you get older, especially when you have children, if you don't cultivate your life, if you don't continue to grow, like I have a grandmother, my grandmother will go visit her friends. She's in Vegas right now. She'll go off and do wine with her friends or whatever the case. She continues to thrive in her social life because she has a gamut of friends. Are they a collective group? No, but she has friends over here, kind of like myself. Me and my grandmother share that, we're both social butterflies in that way to where we keep different friends in different circles and things like that. And what tends to happen with people, as I notice, and I'm just me. What I notice is they get older and they might fall out on that one or that one friend or that two friend, or as you evolve and grow, you may grow apart and then you don't have friends. And when you grow up and you're in your 50s and you don't have friends and you don't have a social life, that's when life can get very dark for some people. That's when they start blaming others. If you don't know how to take your personal accountability, that's when your life just becomes really boring, especially if you don't have a significant other, especially if your children have grown up. You know, some of us have known women who or have dated men with women with moms who are all in their business because they don't have a social life. Not my relationship now. I'm just saying in the past, I've dated people whose mothers did not have a life. And so our life became her life. But when you have a thriving social circle, you continue to maintain other friendships throughout your life. You have a fuller life as you get older. And I see that with my grandmother. And my other grandmother goes bowling. So she has a group of friends that she goes bowling with. Keeping your social life active your whole life is very, very healthy because you won't always get to rely on your significant other. You won't always get to rely on that one or that second friend. You know, it's very dangerous, in my personal opinion, to just have one friend as an adult. Anything could happen to them. They could pass away. Y'all could fall out. Y'all grow apart, and then you have no friends. So try your best as you get older to cultivate other relationships. It is harder. It is a little bit more tricky, but it can be done. It can happen. I've done it. So just make sure you guys continue to pour into your friendships and continue to make them as you grow, because you'll need them. You'll definitely need them. Destiny says, how do you feel about your own people being against you just for no reason? When I say own people, I mean Black people. Yesterday, me and my friend went to the bar and the girl next to us tried us. Unfortunately, no matter what skin tone they are, they can just be jealous. Like, Destiny, you're a beautiful girl. Or beautiful woman, you dress well, you carry yourself, starts stuff with us for no reason. Remember, we've already talked about the book, The Four Agreements. That had nothing to do with you. She saw something in you that made her uncomfortable about herself. Anytime, like, hurt people hurt people. So anytime somebody starts something with you, and unfortunately sometimes, you know, if you go to an establishment, it's going to be the people around you. That could have had, she could have got into it with her baby daddy. She could have got into it with her friends. We have no idea what weight and things people carry around. It's after the first. Maybe, you know, she missed her rent bill. We don't know. Not to justify her actions or not to give her an excuse, but we have no idea what people go through. And a lot of times, instead of people taking accountability for the life that they created for themselves or the decisions that they've made that landed them there, not to say anybody's better, not to say I make all the right decisions, absolutely not. But it's important for people to take accountability, because if you don't take accountability, you start pointing the finger and blaming everything else in your life except for you. You know, and unfortunately, you got the brunt of that. I'm sorry that that happened to you. I pray that everything was resolved. Sometimes you do have to walk away from situations, or when you feel people's energy be off or stank, or you can feel them, you know, you just got to get yourself out of that situation just to be safe. And it's not about being scary or you need to stand up and fight for yourself. Like, we're too grown. Everybody's too grown to be fighting on this podcast. You know, I don't feel like jail is worth it for anybody. Jail ain't worth it for nobody unless you are protecting, you know, your significant others or something extreme, which is a rare occurrence. And sometimes, depending on that, it's just best to get out of there and get out of that situation. So I'm sorry that happened to you. I pray that you're safe. I pray that nothing happened. But a lot of times with alcohol, drugs are involved, it's easy for people to point the finger and blame. It's easy for people to, oh, why she dressed? She thinks she cute. She thinks she this. She thinks she that. That girl doesn't know you. But that's why the four agreements, I tell you all the time, y'all need to read that book. Don't take anything personal. Hurt people hurt people. Even in the moments where they do hurt your feelings, even in the moments where they do start stuff, it could feel like, it could just feel like, why is this happening to me? Or why are they doing this to me? But it's not your fault, nor is it anything that you did. It's how they feel about themselves. So anytime people come to you, friends, family, and it's a blame game, it's a woe it's me game, it's unfortunately them not taking responsibility for the lives that they've created for themselves. So I'm sorry that that happened to you. How do you know if it's worth fighting for? Ooh, like friendships? You know it's worth fighting for if it's more, if it's healthier than it is toxic. Like, everybody's going to have their highs and lows and ups and downs in a friendship, relationship, or anything like that. It's worth it when you can look back on the relationship and you have way more good times than you have bad. But if you can level out the scale and you had way more times and way more hurt than bad, or was way more toxic than good, it may be time to let that relationship go. But I believe that any friendship is just worth fighting for, like, meaning being vulnerable, be like, hey, I miss you. I'm sorry. Did I do anything? What's going on? Are you okay? Like, I do feel that we should extend that olive branch, because you just never know what people are going through. But if it's not reciprocated, or if it's shut down, or that person ignores you, or they don't respond to your text messages, your calls, or whatever, then you got to let it go. It's like, we don't have time to chase anyone, right? But I do feel like in a friendship, you can reach out and just be like, hey, is everything okay? Did I do something? You know, I really care about you. I want us to work on it. Is it anything that we can fix? Is it anything that I did? And if you feel, sorry, y'all, if you feel that what they're saying is valid, then you take responsibility, because sometimes we can hurt people, Tazzy, and not know that we're hurting them. We can say something, do something. People get triggered from their past, how they grow up. So we never know what people are going through on the inside unless they tell us. That's another reason why we cannot, you know, hold all these emotions in and expect people just to know or read our minds or figure it out. No, you're an adult. Speak up for yourself if somebody hurt your feelings. Say what you have to say. Everybody's not there yet, Tansy. So you have to decide for yourself. Looking back on the relationship, is the friendship worth fighting for? And if the answer is yes, then you put in some sweat equity. It might be a little tears. It might be causing you to be vulnerable, but But as long as that person's willing to meet you halfway, I feel like it's worth it. If the good outweighs the bad, I feel like it's worth it. But if it was way more toxic than it was productive and you have way more good times than bad, or excuse me, way more bad times than good, then it might be just something that you have to just let go. But if that person is saying that, hey, I feel like you have been doing this to me and it's not something that they can change, or they don't want to talk about it, they don't communicate, then unfortunately, that's just not your fight to do it. But you'll know if it's worth fighting for if that person meets you halfway, or they can actually articulate what it is that needs to change in order for the relationship to be in a healthy place, I believe. So good luck. Shamber says, you ever felt you go out, you grow out of someone? That's how I feel about the particular person. If you've outgrown them, a lot of times we grow as people. We get better, we get healthier habits. We there's a lot of stuff that can happen to us throughout our lives where we just outgrow people. And that's okay. It's not a bad thing to outgrow someone. If that relationship no longer serves you, if y'all, like, if they have habits or they still do things that you just aren't interested in, you can just tell them, you know, I just don't really enjoy doing those things anymore. If you guys want to do something else, like if you want to go skating or whatever else you're into, then let me know. But if you feel like that person, you just outgrown them, or you guys don't see eye to eye, or maybe your habits are different, or maybe that they're always negative every time you talk to them, it's, whoa, it's me. They're never positive, and they just, their energy brings you down. It's a conversation to be had, though. I think if the relationship, if you feel the relationship is worth it, it's up to you, because only you know the nuances of the relationship. If you feel like the friendship is worth fighting for, fight for it. If you feel like, kind of outgrown this person. But what I will say is sometimes we don't give each other enough. We don't communicate enough. You know, sometimes like all this whole cutoff culture, this whole like ghosting culture where we just don't deal with our problems. We don't deal with the community. We don't communicate. We just block and delete because it's easy. I feel that we don't give that person the opportunity to grow, to see maybe where they can grow in certain instances. Sometimes we don't give people enough credit to say, hey, they might understand where I'm coming from. We don't even try because it's easier to ghost them. It's easier to cut them off. It's easier to just be like, you know what, forget it. I don't like that person anymore. And just throw them. We act like people are very disposable. We act like our lives are very disposable. We just do whatever. So we just have to make sure that you're cultivating those friendships. I feel alone because I'm in the hospital and my mom and dad came to visit me when no one else did. Sad to see how alone I am, but I do have my morning motivation crew. This is the thing too. Text people and be like, hey, I'm in the hospital. Why did anybody want to come see me? Like, it's okay to, we don't know what people have going on, right? We don't know if people had to go pick up their kids. Like, we can't, and I'm sorry that that happened to you. I'm sorry that that's your situation. But sometimes we can't always be like, well, why isn't anybody doing this for me? Like, we have to sometimes understand that people have their own lives and people have stuff going on. Not to say that they should ignore you or anything like that. How about, man, I'm in the hospital and my mom and dad came to visit. Because that's way better than nobody came to see me, right? But if it makes you feel a way, text them. Text them and say, hey, you know, it really hurt my feelings. Like, I'm in the hospital and you guys didn't come see me. Sometimes people don't know. And I'm not saying that this is right, but sometimes people get wrapped up in their own world. We have to stop taking so much stuff personally, y'all. We have to stop being like, oh my God, nobody feels this way about me. Because we are the stars of our lives, right? If y'all didn't show up for morning motivation no more, I can't be like, why didn't they show up to morning motivation? Maybe there's something that I did. Maybe y'all got busy. Maybe y'all have a new schedules. Maybe, you know, we have to start putting ourselves in other people's shoes sometimes. And not just Edwan's comment, but just in general. And then we need to count our blessings with what we do have. You know, and I'm glad you said that. At least I have the, yes, you got us to make sure that you have a community and things like that. So sometimes we can't focus on what we don't have. We need to focus on what we do have. The fact that your parents came to see you, some people don't have that at all. Some people's parents aren't here anymore. So that's a blessing in itself. We can count all the things that are wrong in our lives and what's not going right and all of these things, but what is going right? You know, we have to pay attention to who did show up for us. And if we are we have friends who you feel that don't show up for you, you got to be vulnerable and tell them that. And not in a blame way, just say, hey, you know, I'm in the hospital and you didn't come to see me, or I had a baby shower and you didn't show up, or whatever the case may be. Is everything okay? Like, did something happen? Because you never know, like, not to say that going to see you isn't a bad thing, but maybe they had different things going on. Maybe they had to drop their kids off. They had their kids for a certain amount of time, and then they had to do this and that and this and that. We can't always expect people to show up every single time, especially, and we have to take accountability. Did we show up for them in their time of need? Did we, you know, were we there for them? Because some people will treat us, and I'm not saying Edwan in this instance, some people will treat us the way we treat them. If they went through stuff and we were just carrying on with life and not worried about them, and then when it was our turn, you know, sometimes we give back what we give out. Sometimes we get what we receive because that's how we operated and we were to other people. So we need to make sure as people that if we have these high standards for how people are supposed to treat us, are we meeting those same efforts? Are we pouring in that work? Are we calling? Are we checking in? Are we showing up? Are we, giving them that same energy that we're requiring? We got to take personal accountability too. And again, I want not to say that that's what's happening to you, but I would call and text and be like, hey, you know, I'm in the hospital. Is everything okay? You know, it kind of hurt my feelings that nobody else came to see me. And you never know why they didn't. They might've been like, well, I just seen him, so I know he's okay. Especially for the reason why you're in the hospital this time. You know, they might not think that it's a big deal to you. You just never know until you communicate your needs as a friend and a family member. Shador says, I got my sister and my best friend since we were 9 years old. Oh, wait, my husband too. My husband is my friend too. That is good. Just, you know, as you get older though, I would challenge you to step out of your comfort zone and meet new people, because if you've had the same best friend and your sister since you were nine, those are great friendships. I'm not saying don't get rid of those friendships. They've known you the longest. But what happens if maybe you and your sister have a chapter where you don't get along, or God forbid something happens? I feel like it's very important. And like, your husband should be your best friend. And I love that for y'all. And my honey is one of my best friends. But I also try to cultivate relationships outside of that, because I'm just a person that never puts all their eggs in one basket in anything. Friendships, relationships, what is it called? Investments. I'm just like, hey, life happens, things happen. I just never want to rely on one person. But that's just me though. That's just me. Destiny says, in this grown age, I was so surprised that someone would act out for absolutely no reason. We just left and was not about to get on her level. I'm so happy you got yourself out of there. I'm so happy that you just kind of de-escalated the situation. It was a reason, but the reason had nothing to do with you, Destiny. There was definitely a reason. And the four agreements, y'all, everybody should read the four agreements. Don't take anything personal. That book really, really changed the way my thought process was. And it's by Don Ruiz. Hold on. Four Agreements. I was just Googling it. By Don Miguel Ruiz. Really good book. Short, simple read. But if you have a hard time with like taking things personal, that is a really good book. Even if you take it personal in that instance, it helps not to, like, when you process it and you go through the emotions, you're like, you know what? That was way about them. It had nothing to do with me. Elle says, I don't know how to move forward with my former BFF, the one that didn't come to my wedding. I just feel like she didn't show up. And for that, she won't show up for anything else. Have you talked to her, Elle? Like, have you had a real come to Jesus? Like, hey, we need to talk. I know we talked about that a little bit on the side, but I would just reach out one last time to get some clarification. If she doesn't answer, she doesn't respond, she doesn't want to talk about it, then you have your answer and you just have to let it go. Unfortunately, I'm sorry she didn't come to your wedding. And that again had nothing to do with you. That was something she was dealing with. You'll be surprised, y'all. Sometimes our friends, sometimes people don't know how to be happy for other people. Sometimes your accomplishments can really make people uncomfortable. That's not really a good friend, but that has nothing to do with you also. That could be something that she needs to work out in her emotions. I have a friend that had a baby and somebody that she felt was really close to her was like, dang, I thought that I would be pregnant before you. You know, your family members can be jealous of you. Your friends can be jealous. And because you were getting married, Elle, I don't know what she may have been feeling. Again, that's not your job. You know, she should have dealt with her own issues and insecurities and things if that was the case. But I would reach out. I would have a conversation. If you've already had that, if you've already expressed yourself, if you've already said, hey, you know, that hurt my feelings and you've done all that, then you may have to just let her stay right where she's at. And she's just proven that she can't be the friend that you need her to in this season, in this chapter in your life. And that's unfortunate, but that's what happens as we grow as people. You know, people really start either working on themselves or not working on themselves. And unfortunately, everybody doesn't put in that same amount of effort and work. And she's, Elle also says, and it was a healthy friendship, but that just cut me really deep. And I don't feel like it's ever going to be the same. This was a 20-year friendship. And this is why I say we cannot put, and not to, I'm sorry to make you this example, Elle, but this is why we can't put all our eggs in one basket with one friend, in my personal opinion. You need multiple, but I'm sorry that this happened to you. I think you've already reached out and I think you've already, you know, expressed yourself in this regard. But if you have not, if you haven't had a final, like, man, you really hurt my feelings, bro. Like, I feel like we got to be a little bit vulnerable, not saying Elle hasn't done this. But it is okay to be like, you really hurt my feelings in this instance, or I didn't like when you said this to me, or this is how I felt in this instance. So if you've done all that, then, you know, you can't make people grow in areas that they need to grow. You can't make people be some people that they're not. You can't change people's mentalities. The only thing that you can continue to do is pray for them, wish them the best, and keep it moving and just keep living your life. But I pray that it does work out. If it's worth working out for you, if it's not, then you just honor the 20 years that you had and that chapter in your life is now over. It's unfortunate. I've had really good friends where I'm not friends with them anymore. And we had really great times and my memories of them are very fond, but the way we ended our friendship, it is what it is. Ace of Cups Insight says, I completely understand outgrowing people. But making new friends, I feel like you have to. And the reason why you have to make new friends, I see the difference. Look at your grandparents. If you guys still are blessed enough to have grandparents, or you look at older people, they say older people with thriving social lives live longer. They're healthier. They're sharper. And I see it with older people in my life. Look at your parents, look at the parents that have thriving social lives and have friends and the ones that don't, I'm telling you, and I understand it's hard. And I'm not saying that you need to be BFFs with every friend that you make, but when you have a thriving social life as an older person, I'm not talking about in our 30s or our 20s when we have kids to keep us distracted, when we have all of these things to keep us distracted, but when you get older, and your kids are no longer around for you to take care of, you know, when it's a different life. And I see the older people in my life who have cultivated really good, healthy relationships. And I see the people who haven't, and their lives are night and day. They have no lives. When your kids are grown, some of us won't stay married. Some of us are married and some of us have relationships. That doesn't guarantee that relationship, I pray it does. But let's look at statistics and let's look at the facts. Anything can happen to your significant other. God forbid they pass away. God forbid y'all get a divorce. But those things happen. So you don't want that to be your life, because what normally ends up happening from what I've seen, especially if you grow with that person to old age, once they pass away, you pass away. Like if the woman goes first, the man is like a year after that. Sometimes it doesn't happen like that. I had a great grandmother. Her husband passed away in the 80s. She didn't pass away until the 2000s. So they spent 20 years. That was her best friend, but they spent 20 years not being with each other. So I want to challenge all of the adults on here. Try to cultivate healthy. And it doesn't have to be you meet somebody in your BFFs the first day. No, like, hey, I'm having a cookout. Would you like to come over? If you see that you guys are like-minded, find like-minded individuals by the hobbies, by the conversations that you have, by the things that you enjoy doing. I'm meeting people through other people, you know. So when you have a healthy, I'm telling you, a healthy social life as an older person, I see the difference. I see the happy adults and I see the miserable adults. And the miserable adults are the ones that did not keep healthy friendships, did not, or only had that one friend, them and that friend fell out. Now they don't got no friends. Their kids are grown. They don't have a life. I'm just saying. Just look at, just start paying attention to the older people in your lives, especially my 20 and 30 and 40 year olds. Start paying attention to the older people, who's happy and who isn't, who's thriving and having a, you know, a great old time and a good life and who isn't. Just start paying attention. Don't take my word for it. Just start taking inventory and watching older people and being like, ooh, that person has a great life and I could see they have friends. This person is miserable and they don't. I'm just saying. We need friends in this world, y'all. Our relationships make up 80% of our happiness. You can have the money. You can have, y'all remember that movie Richie Rich? He had all that money, but he didn't have no friends. And so he needed, like, friendships matter. Relationships matter in our lives. And as much as I would love to say, hey, just find a man, be his best friend and you'll be okay, that doesn't guarantee that either. And that's a different relationship. That's a romantic relationship. It's not a pure friendship. You know, there's standards and what is it called? There's other layers involved. You know, there's kids, there's love, there's romance, there's sex, there's a lot of other layers. Friendship is just a friendship. So I would challenge you, Ace of Cups. Yes, create new friendships. Create new friendships. Grand Rising Angel. Good morning, Kirsten. Kiki says, older sister just stopped talking to me for 2 years. I realized after 4 months, I did it all. I did all I could to see what the issue was, but no response. And I realized it wasn't me. She had stuff probably. She was dealing with her own stuff. Oh, y'all are loading up the comments today. Okay, let me get through these comments. I got 20 minutes. Let's see. Where did I lose? I lost my spot. Thank you, Ace of Cups. Let's see. Dia Dia says, yes, my community is my family. Not really worried about friendships anymore, just based off of my experience. Now, I will have to say we got to take responsibility, right? And Dia Dia, I do not know because you didn't put any nuance in here. If you can't keep friends, we have to assess ourselves. If every friend that's ever came into your life is no longer there, we got to do a self-assessment. Are you being also a good friend? Are you showing up for people? Do you look out for people? Or are you only worried about your family? Are you only worried about your man? Because when people tell me that they don't have any friends as a grown-up, it makes me second guess how they act in friendships. I have great friends, and not to say I'm not putting myself on a pedestal, but I know I'm a great friend. I call my friends, I check on them, I wish their kids happy birthdays. I'm there for them. You know what I mean? So if you're having a hard time, because stuff can happen with family too. It's not always a guarantee. It's not always a guarantee with nothing. Family, friends, relationships, it ain't all guaranteed. I'm just saying, but as adults, I need everybody to take personal inventory. And I'm not just talking about D&D. I'm just saying in general, if you do not have any friends, you need to ask yourself, would you be your friend? Do you show up as a good friend? Are you a good friend? And really assess it. Don't just be like, yeah, I was a good friend that one time and that one. No, do you call people? Do you show up? Do you invite them over? Do you wish them happy birthday? Do you send gifts? Do you show up for your friends? Do you check on them? If I haven't heard from my friends in a long time, I'm a friend that you don't have to talk to me every day. We can go weeks, months without talking. But I know that if I haven't heard from you in a while, I'll call and check on you. Hey, is everything okay? girl, no, girl, what's going on? And I allow them to vent. I allow them, that's what I'm there for. I allow them that safe space. So do you genuinely, and I want everybody to assess themselves for real, are you genuinely a good friend? And if the answer is no, that's okay. You just have to start doing things different. But I'm telling y'all can go ahead and be like, y'all don't need friends if y'all don't want to. It's going to get different when you get older. It's going to be different when you're older. Charlene says, the L factor, I was at a destination. Was it a destination wedding or local? Sometimes I notice that when people have destination weddings, people start acting weird if they lack money. That's a good question. I think I remember, but I'm going to let L respond to that. Kiki says, I had to let go. And I wait, did I read this one? I had to let go and I did my part. In realizing that I had to love my family members from a distance and live my life. And I realized it wasn't my battle and gave it to God to help them with. And because of your situation, Kiki, that I know of, yes, you did the right thing. Good morning, Chevy Chev. I know I have outgrown my family big time and I've noticed I've created family outside with my close friends and I feel blessed for that. I love that because sometimes family ain't it. Sometimes depending on your family, You have to cultivate those other friendships and create your own family. Same with me. My other BFF just didn't show up for my wedding. There are a few red flags before, but I was going to ignore them. I'm sorry that y'all dealt with this. Good morning, Lacey. Shamber says, also, it's very important to have friends outside of your romantic relationship. Very important because you will be able to get away sometimes too much of anything and anyone is bad, but mine is my best friend, is my bestie as well. Yeah, so she's basically saying you have relationships outside of your romantic relationships. I agree. Elle says that it was an hour and a half away. Her reasoning was not financial. She could have came for the day like others did. That's the part that I can't fully get over. No, not like I should have. Okay, so I feel like if you haven't reached out and really had a conversation, and this is the thing with women, we're so, not women, people, we can be so like protective over ourselves that we don't allow ourselves to be vulnerable. I think you need to call that person and really be like, you know what you did really hurt my feelings. Like, I really wanted you there. I really needed you there. It is okay, y'all. We're adults. It's okay to be like, yo, like, what's up? Like, why you hurt my feelings? Like, I think we need to get okay with saying you hurt my feelings. Because sometimes people don't know. And they don't, nobody can read our mind. I get that whole submissive, the girl that was submissive was talking about reading minds. Nobody can read your mind, y'all. You are an adult. Should they know? Maybe. Should they have been there? Maybe. Should they have shown up? Of course. However, until you articulate yourself, you don't know. And maybe she feels a way about something else that happened. You know, you will never know until people communicate and articulate. And for whatever reason, people just assume people need to. Oh, you know, I hate when people are like, when you say, hey, what did I do? You know what you did. No, I didn't. That's why I'm asking you. You know, and sometimes people can be mad about the smallest things that you have no idea, but it's big to them. So that's why we have to articulate ourselves. That's why we have to call and say, hey, it's okay to be like, hey, I need you. I would love for you to be in my life. What's going on? Hey, is everything okay? Did I do? And it's okay to be like, did I do something? Even if you feel like you didn't, it's okay to be like, hey, did I make you feel a way? Did I hurt your feelings? Did I say something? Because our actions, a lot of the times, we have no idea how our actions can really hurt people. Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's sad. Elle says, I know I need to. It's just hard because I know it's never going to be the same, but a conversation needs. And it won't be the same if you have that narrative, right? You never know. After you have a conversation and you're vulnerable with her and you're like, look, man, you hurt my feelings, bro. I needed you there. You were not there. What's going on? You never know, Elle, how she might be like, girl, I'm sorry. But when you said this or when you made that joke about my dress, or when you said I was gaining weight. Y'all know how many people fall out from weddings from little sly comments? Or, and I'm not saying, L, you did this, but what I'm saying is we just never know. Maybe one of your other friends, people get real jealous. Maybe you were showing favoritism or more attention to another friend or excited another friend was there and she felt a way. Maybe she was like, well, if she's your friend, why do I need to be here? People are petty. Y'all have to understand, even though everybody's an adult, everybody ain't grown. You just never know why people do things until we have conversations, until we ask. And the only way it will never be the same is if you keep this wall up and not talk to her, because it's going to just build. And then you going to blink and it's going to be 5 years and y'all ain't talked. And then when you finally do talk, you're going to be like, well, that's what you was mad at. And she's going to be like, that's what you was mad at. And y'all could have saved yourselves 5 years. You guys have to have these conversations. You have to be vulnerable, y'all. We have to put our pride aside and communicate. Alicia says, I've had to learn how to make new friends and relationships because I've had the same friends for years, but learning to get out of my comfort zone and cultivate new relationships is helpful. You guys have to. We're too young, y'all. We're way too young to be stuck in these comfort zones. How did we get here? We got to get out these comfort zones. Lacey says, so true. My parents are 69 and 70 and have wonderful friends. Some from childhood, high school, and some that they've met along the way. They talk regularly, visit, and send cards and gifts. They're blessed. Absolutely. Lacey said, my mother spent most of last year in the hospital and the same amount of support has shown was unbelievable and beautiful. And that's another thing too. If y'all don't have no friends, who's going to be at y'all funeral? Especially if you live the longest. Your brothers and sisters gone. You the last one. And I hate to say this, my grandmother is the only living sibling that she has. All her siblings are gone. Some younger than her, some older than her. She's not married anymore. She was married 25 years. She's not married anymore. But I know when she passes away, she has some great friends and she's impacted people's lives. So her friends will be there. Who gonna be at your funeral if you're not a good friend? If you only had that one friend, what if your homegirl stays, she gone? Who gonna be at your funeral? And I know some of y'all don't care because you're like, well, I'm not gonna be there. It matters. When you die, how are people going to remember you? You was a little mean wench and only had one friend. You ain't fool. I don't fool with nobody. Mm-hmm. That was you. And it's gonna be two people at your funeral. Your kids, if they like you, because you can raise your kids to do whatever, y'all could beef too. Your kids are not, I'm telling y'all better start making friends. You never know. You never know. Start looking at these older people. Stop thinking that our lives are just going to be the same forever. Y'all look at the examples that we have in our lives. Look at the people at church. Look at the older people, our grandparents. Look at our great grandparents. Look at our aunts and our uncles. Start looking at people's lives and evaluating it from a bird's eye view. How did they get like this? She like that? Why is she so mean? Y'all better start looking at these examples so y'all don't repeat the same mistakes. But if nobody shows up for you, do you show up for others? Do you call and check on them? Do you call your brothers and sisters? Do you call your grandparents? Do you call your parents? Do you call your children? If you have any grandparents, do you call your grandkids? You know, we got to start. Do you call and reach out? Like, be the friend that you want to be. We got to stop feeling like, oh, it's us. They got to do this for me. They got to do this. When's the last time you called and checked on them? When's the last time you told their kids happy birthday? When's the last time you... I don't post a whole lot about my friends, but they know I'm there. So we need to really be assessing ourselves, y'all. It's a two-way street. It's not always about what we can get. Us. What are you doing to be a good friend and good family member? Angel says, I've always advised newly married women to not stop their friendships. It's so important to have relationships outside of marriage. I agree. And Shamber says, yes, it's very healthy. Angel says, I agree. It's like women who say, I can't make friends with women. Why? What's going on with you? The reason why you can't make friends. That is a you problem. That is not the world. People, I hate people. What? How you hate your own species? You hate yourself? I can understand you not liking certain people, but y'all, we got to watch our words. We got to watch how we move and how we interact. You know, if you, how you can't make friends with your own sex, your own gender. That baffles me when women say that. Why? What is it about you? Did you get burned in seventh grade? So now you're not going to make friends with any other women because that one woman in high school or that one girl hurt your feelings or whatever the case may be. That is a you. You got to fix that. We got to fix that. Thank you for saying that, Angel. You got to fix that. Y'all got to fix it. It's you. I'm a good person. Everyone says I'm a good person. I just don't like when I'm being used and taken advantage of. But it's cool to come get your kids. What? Oh, God, come get your kids. We can say, you know what? We can be like, oh, I'm a good person. Okay, you are a good person. But you can't allow people to use you. If you see people are using you, don't let them use you. You can be a great friend and not be used. I don't get used by my friends. I can honestly say that because I would never allow that to happen. That's if you keep getting taken advantage of. We've already talked about this. Personal accountability, Edwan. This is a you problem. Y'all, only people fool me once. Shame on me. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Can't get fooled again. After it happens two times, there's not a third. There will never be a third time. I give people a chance. There will not be a third time. So we can't play this, woe it's me, people use me and take advantage. Stop letting them use you. Stop letting them take advantage of you. You don't have to prove you're a good person and let people walk all over you. That's not being a good person. That's a doormat. So we got to take personal accountability. Got to assess yourself because it can't be always everybody else, y'all. It can't be this person did this to me and this person did this. It can't be a woe it's me all the time. We have to take personal accountability. What am I doing to cause this behavior? What am I doing to attract these type of people? What am I doing that is causing all of this stuff to go on? You have to take personal accountability. It cannot be everybody else all the time. It can't. So if you're the person that doesn't have any friends, what are you doing? How are you not showing up? What's your attitude like? You know, do you check in? You could be a good person. It's a lot of good people. Don't make them great people. You feel me? Like we can't use excuses, y'all. I'm not gonna let y'all, because I'm not holding y'all accountable, and I wouldn't be a good friend if I did that. And it's okay for your friends to hold you accountable. It's okay for them to tell you about yourself and tell the truth. Real friends, you got to watch how you say it, though. There is a way that you say things, because you have to take their feelings into consideration. All of that. I said what I said. I hate that. I hate that energy, because if you cared about me, you would be cautious of how you say it. But friends should be able to tell you the truth. And if you do not like what is being said, you need to assess it. Now, if they say it all raunchy and rank, you could be like, hey, you could say that differently, because that hurt my feelings. Y'all, we're grown. We can say, hey, I don't like when you say stuff like that because it hurts. It makes me feel a way. It triggers something. We have to start using our words, y'all. We have to be grown-ups. A lot of us, we got so much wounds and so much child trauma. And I'm not trying to belittle nobody, but we have so much trauma and wounds we haven't dealt with that we walk around like grown kids with all this pain and hurt. We got to heal that. Assess ourselves. What could I do differently? How am I going to move differently? Dia says, I honestly don't think it's me. And I'm self-accountable. There are a lot of toxic people out here. However, I could reach out more, and there's a reason I don't. Why do you have toxic friends? That's an accountability thing. It can't just be them. If everybody in your life has done the same thing, you're the common denominator. That's just like me saying, I get cheated on. Every relationship I get, they're all cheated on me. There's something I'm doing. In that instance, if that's the case, if I've dated five people and they've all cheated, I attracted five cheaters. I attracted five cheaters. I'm the common denominator. So there isn't a self-assessment that has to go on. It's not everybody else. I'm sorry, y'all. It can be. You have to assess, why am I attracting these people? What am I doing? Am I overlooking red flags? Y'all, you know how I assess women? This is how you assess friendships, grown friendships. Watch how I'm meeting women in a social setting. Watch what they're talking about. Watch how they talk about other people when they walk out of the room. Watch how you're introduced. Watch people. Take evaluation. I watch how people, you know, if that's their homegirl and they talking gossiping about them behind their back, they're going to do the same thing to you. So I just say, oh, okay, that person's cool, but she's not going to be my friend. I have social circles where I'm cool with everybody. They're not all my friend. She's my friend. You feel me? Like, we got to start taking, it's personal accountability. And if you tell, if you say that everybody's toxic, then you're only going to attract toxic people. So you're the only one that's not toxic. That's not fair. So you have to go out and find people that are like-minded. Like-minded. You know, it ain't going to be everybody. If there's 10 people in the room, you might click with one. Just one. You might not get along with everybody. You're not supposed to. Everybody's not going to be your cup of tea. I'm not going out there and telling y'all to be, hey, everybody's my friend. No, y'all. No. But if there's 10 people in the room, you're going to have similarities to at least one of them. Not all of them. Just one. And everybody can be cool doesn't mean that they're your friend. Friendship is proven. Friendship is after time. Friendship takes time. It takes me about a year to really develop friendship with someone. And then it just grows after that. It's not instant all the time. It was when I was younger sometimes. It's not like that as an adult. So we just have to be a little bit more realistic with our expectations. Chevy Chev, I was just about to say I'm the opposite. I had to love my family from afar, and their own issues tend to be jealous and not supportive. That's family. Family is a whole different thing. You can't pick your family. So you do have to love some people from a distance, 100%. Family is different. Friendships, we pick people. We pick those people. We don't pick our family. Celine says, I moved to a new state and been here. It's been hard to make new friends and connect with the old ones. I notice I need a period to be very intimate with energy. I needed a period to be very intimate with energy. Now I'm trying to make more of an effort to connect. And connecting can just be like, hey, girl, let's go get drinks. Like if you see somebody that's cool, hey, I'm having something at my house. Let me invite you over. You know, keep it light. When y'all are making friends with grown women, keep it light. They don't need to know all your business. They're not your best friend when you first meet them. It takes a little time to develop that friendship. Y'all can just be cool. Like I place people like, oh, we just cool. In my mind, we're associates. Just because we kicked off, we had a conversation, we cool. We're not friends. I'm glad I caught you. My schedule changed and has been busy. Hey, Kiki. Shador says, LOL, I don't know how to start new friendships as an adult. I'm weary about making friends with coworkers. No, coworkers are not your friends. No. And now I've been working from home for 2 years. Where are the friends going to come from? You have to get outside your house, girl. But no, your coworkers are not your friends. Those are your coworkers. Y'all be cool. Keep it surface. I do not, unless you have moved on from that job or unless you've seen them in action and had some time to assess them, coworkers are not your friend. And even in military, you got to be careful with that. Coworkers are not your friends, and you got to get out. You got to, you know, if your friends have something, go to their house. You connect and be cool with other people. Like y'all got to get out the house. It's just like dating. They not going to come up to your door. You got to get into the flow of things. You got to get out. You got to make an effort. Kiki said, I had to be real with my friends. We're both married, dating with kids. I can't talk to you every day. It's too much. I'm a once every 3 month type of friend. And that's okay to say. I don't think that there's anything wrong just letting people know what type of friend you are. A Chevy Chev says, how and where do you make new friends? Coworkers can be messy. No coworkers. That's not who I'm talking about. No coworkers. I meet people in social settings. So if somebody has a birthday party, I show up and my energy is good. Y'all can't go to parties and gatherings and be sitting there like this and only talking to the one person you came with. Go socialize, like get out of your comfort zone. Hey girl, I love your dress. I'll go and have a conversation with somebody I don't even know. And I'm like, oh, she was so cool. I made somebody else that was cool. Not a friend, was cool. Oh girl, what told you I don't stay, and I can't stand that. Because when people go to places and they just like this with their friends, for those of you who have to go to work, have a good day. I'll stay on and finish up the conversation with the folks that need to stay. But people that be like this, why are you at the party? You could have stayed home. Like, socialize, y'all. Make it an effort that if I'm invited to a party, I'm going to mix, and it's called mixing and mingling. You know, stop going to events and just standing there by yourself and telling yourself I'm an introvert and I don't like people. It's all the story you tell yourself. I don't go out. Get out of your comfort zone and just have fun. You know, just go and say, okay, I'm going to learn something interesting about somebody here. And all you got to do is give a compliment. That can break the ice. Oh my gosh, I love your shoes. Oh my gosh, I love your dress. Oh my gosh, girl, that's so cute. Where'd you get that from? And vibe the energy. If her energy is good, then keep talking to her. If her energy is stank, okay, it was nice talking to you. And you go talk to somebody else. Like, when did we start being so fearful? Is it because women don't approach men? Is that like, what's going on with all the fear? Y'all, come on now. What did you used to do when you were kids? Chevy Chador says, I stay clear from coworkers. We are friends at work, but I'd be afraid of being. No, you don't trust your coworkers unless you know for sure that you can. But that's after a year or two of watching them and seeing how they are. No, coworkers are not your friends. Thank you. Stay away from coworkers. No. I have a wound from childhood and my early adulthood that makes me closed off. I tried to make friends as an adult last year, but honestly, it was a lot of work. Anything worth having is going to be, it's going to be work, y'all. Anything worth having is going to be work. And we got to heal that. That was when you were a child in your early adulthood. You got to get, I've been burnt too, y'all. If you want good, healthy relationships, heal that. And then you got to get out. It's work. It's work. A relation, y'all. See, this is the thing that I don't get about us women. We will put all of our eggs, we'll be submissive and do all of this stuff for a man. But when it comes to women, not me. Mm-mm, I ain't doing that. I don't know who she thinks she is. Y'all, stop. Stop. Y'all too grown for this. I'm glad we're talking about this, but y'all too grown for this. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. It's a lot of work, but you got to do it. And it's fun, though, when you meet your people and you link up and that's what their friendships are good. Tansy says, I meet a new person about 2 to 3 months ago and haven't reached out because I was nervous and she's younger. Do I think? Yeah, text her. Hey, girl, I just thought about you. What you got going on? It's that simple. Hey, girl, I was thinking about going to this bar. Do you want to link up for some drinks? Hey, girl, I ain't talked to you in a minute. How you doing? Y'all, it's not rocket science. Just like you would hit up your babe. Hey, honey, what you doing? Hey, girl, what's going on? What you doing? I ain't talked to you in a while. It was so nice meeting you. Y'all, it's not rocket science. It's not hard. It's not complicated. Y'all got to get out of y'all's heads. Stop it. Stop y'all making it more complicated than it has to be. Y'all ain't asking these folks to get married. You ain't asking them for nothing. You ain't asking them to move in. You ain't asking them to give you a loan. You're not asking them for nothing. You're not asking them for nothing, but just to hang out. And you never know. You might be exactly who she needed. Oh, girl, yes. I've been waiting to get away from these kids. What day you want to go? And you might have to, you know, reschedule and keep that lighthearted too. Like if they have to call and cancel, okay, well, just let me know when you can link next time. You know, or, hey, I'm having something. You seem really cool. Do you want to come? You want to come to the barbecue? And then just assess while they're there. If they cool, cool. If they're not, then you don't invite her no more. If y'all link up and it's just not the same energy or y'all not on the same page, then don't invite her. Or you can invite a group of women and y'all play cards or spades or drinking games or y'all. It's not complicated. Don't make it complicated. I just want y'all to have really healthy friendships. Really healthy friendships. With Dia, though, you're making it seem a bit easier than it is. I've made female friends making friends easy. Wait. I've made female friends. Making friends is easy. Making good friends who are not jealous and support you the same. But that takes time, y'all. You don't know these women. Let's just keep it a buck. Just like dating, right? When you first start dating somebody, they might be great on the first date. They might be wonderful date too. You still don't know that man. You still don't know her. Give it time. Like, Let a year go by. Let 2 years go by before y'all start calling them y'all's friends. See how they interact with their other friends. Do they link up with you and gossip about all their friends? Then you take a mental note. Oh, she not my type of woman. You know, start assessing them just like you would assess men. Y'all, it's just a different type of relationship. It's still a relationship. The same way y'all go into dating and the same way y'all go in and y'all's guard is up with them. Same thing. I'm not telling y'all to put y'all guards down and tell this girl all your business and your relationship problem. No. So what do you like to do for fun? It's a date. It's the same thing. And if they're jealous, if you see that they're jealous of their other friend, they have a jealous spirit, then that's just not your type of woman. But just because y'all link up and it's cool does not mean that y'all gonna be BFFs. Give it time. Let a year, 2 years go by as y'all are cultivating this friendship, linking up, you know, inviting them over for cars, going, same thing. It's just like when you couple date, hey, we going over John and them house. If John and them ain't cool, y'all ain't going over there again. Or y'all be like, okay, it was cool at John's house. We gonna invite John and his woman over to, it's the same thing, y'all. Stop over it. Y'all are overthinking it. I learned after I cussed you out, then apologize and still trying to talk to me. No. Friends, we grown. It shouldn't be nobody cussing nobody out. That's toxic. We don't do that. No, we ain't talk. No, y'all, I'm not telling y'all to let these folks do you anytime. Y'all ain't gonna let men do y'all like that. Thank you. Have a great day, Brandy. I moved to the DMV from California. I've made friends at yoga, line dancing, and fitness. Thank you. I have friends who are coworkers. I know sometimes it can be tricky, but I've observed how they are first and get to know them until I decided to hang out with them outside of work. That's healthy. I've done that too, one time. Well, a couple times, but yes. But for the most part, until you know them, coworkers are not your friends. Do not tell them nothing. But it does work out. So thank you for that, Sarah. That's me at network events. I'm so shy at first, but I warm up after a while. Yeah, get a drink, get loose, and go talk. But if y'all go to networking events and just sit in the corner and don't do nothing, then you're never going to meet anybody. You're just going to leave the same. Y'all got to get out there. Y'all are grown. Stop it. Stop it. Percy says, good morning. I hope you had a good 3-day weekend. Nice to see you again. I sure did. Thank you. Hey, Percy. Angel says, I've even made friends from my couponing at the grocery store. I talk to people. Y'all got to get out them comfort zones. Thank you, Angel. Y'all got to get out the comfort zones. Jador says, oh, shoot, that's me at party sitting in the corner. Stepping out of my comfort zone makes my stomach hurt. Why? What do y'all think is going to happen? Y'all, we ain't in high school. If she gives you bad energy, oh, I'm going to go over here. You have a good night. Y'all, we not kids. Y'all got to get out of that. Whatever trauma happened, y'all got to get out of that. We are not children. Y'all gotta get out of y'all's comfort zone. Cause if you gonna stay in your comfort zone with meeting friends, you're gonna stay in your comfort zone about making money, about going after your dreams, all the whole nine. We gotta stop that. Indigo Kisses says she met most of her friends at work. Granted, the relationships grew after they left the company, their 20-year friendships. That's amazing. You know, I have some military friendships, but I had to watch people first. And it was only like one. Each time I went to a duty station, I had one friend. But I kept my other friends throughout life. Y'all call, check in. Y'all gotta extend the olive branch. It can't just be about you. Can't just be about you. She Amber says, we make it hard on ourselves sometimes. We don't want to open up to people due to the past thing. Then you don't have to. Y'all, we're going to say this before we wrap up. And I see Angel's coming. When you meet somebody, you don't have to open up. What are we opening up about? We shouldn't be telling nobody our biggest, deepest, darkest secrets. We shouldn't be spilling our beans, telling our relate. What are we opening up about? Don't give nobody no ammo to hurt you. Y'all should be talking about places you've traveled, you know, fun times you have. What do you do for fun? What do you do with your kids? What do you do with your, you know, oh, me and my husband love going to this vineyard. Oh, how long y'all been married? We've been married 5 years. They don't need to know that y'all got into a fight yesterday. They don't need to know that you and your mama don't get along. Like, what is this? Don't give them no ammo. Y'all, it's not hard. Would you go on a date and tell the guy that you're dating, oh my gosh, all my relationships have been trash. And oh man, no, you wouldn't. So don't do that when you are dating friends. Y'all, we gotta, don't overthink it. Y'all, don't overthink it. Angel said, the truth is making friends shouldn't be taken literally, especially as we get older, but relationship build. I love that. Building relationships, making friend, building, I love that. You're blessed if you have one good friend. Relationships are the goal. And I think that we are blessed if we have one friend, but I think we need more because of life. Because of life. Chamber says, yes, we have to get, we have to get over those past things. Absolutely. Y'all, we're not kids no more. We got to heal that. Just like you have to heal your old past relationship trauma. We have to heal our childhood trauma. You got to heal that friendship trauma. You have to get over that friendship trauma. Everybody is not the same person. Y'all, we got to get over that. Thank you. Y'all have to go. Have a good day. Thanks, Brittany. I really need to enjoy this. Awesome. Absolutely. All right, y'all. Have a beautiful and blessed day. I hope that you guys have learned something. When you go out there and make friends, it's not that deep. Just have fun. Have fun, just like dating. All right, I love you guys. I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful, and blessed day. Do not forget to give this video a thumbs up, and I will catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.